שאם לא יעשו לו לפוז, או אין המסוכן למס? Because it's a choyle shame is a kram.
It's recording.
It is recording.
I've heard the zoo is a deal. If they ain't bo sakana, if you don't do this refuah, he's not going to die. A yesh bo sakana, it needs, you can only do it for refuah.
But what, why do we necessarily have to say that's pshat narashi? The Gemara says choyle shame bo sakana.
The Danish also wanted to learn like that. It's just giving a hakadara.
So Bok Shekivanti, I learned something from you throughout the years. So why should we say Rashi as a different interpretation in the very concept of Kodesh Ebu Sekona? Maybe because one word, Im lo yasu lo refu ezu, eino mesukun lamus. Mashma, that we always judge refu ezu. But that's a deal cow. You know, I always wondered, but I didn't know that the Big Yosef makes it look like it's between Rashi and the Magen Mishnah. I thought it's only the
Yarmouk. What's Rashi trying to say now? So Rashi, did you say Chol Shem was a Chol? So Chol that doesn't have Sabbath.
Do you ask that question in every Rashi you learn?
No, this is Rashi. Rashi means Kol Tzarchi Chol Hashem V'Sakon.
I think the greatness of Rashi is one of the great things about Rashi. But the greatness is that it's Shuvah L'Chavetish. Rashi wrote his perish of every Jew, every from the simpleton to the sage. Everybody. No, but the reasoning why were they matter only a mir and anoch because they are misukun lamus.
So the more says in the sukkah. Rashi is saying that it's tzorchi chole she'im v'sakon.
Okay, so I'm happy to be here again. I'm very familiar with the Kailo. I've said many shiurim here. I'm familiar with the Yungalite. All are familiar faces. We have only one newcomer to the Kailo. One newcomer. And I see that Rabbi Dershowitz is sitting all the way in the south. My dear and beloved Talmud, Reb Chaim, is Marbet Steiner. I'm sure that every one of these kollels is Marbet Steiner. You're all Marbet Steiner together. But to me, it's a great simcha to see my Talmidim as Marbet Steiner. And I've known Rabbi Rosen for many years. I don't remember how long it goes back. I think about 40 years or something like that. That's the way I feel. Baruch Hashem. And here, Baruch Hashem, we're doing very well. And I think that Reb Chaim has a great future as a Marbet Steiner, with his clarity and his fire and passion for Torah, which is unbelievable. His Messias Nefesh for Torah and his Bekius and Baruch Hashem. And to me, it's a very special benefit, and I cherish this so greatly. Rabbi Akiva and Reb Chaim have been dear friends far before they knew me, and I knew them. And a group that's learning together, and they just switched chairs from say the Aleph to say the Beis. You see, I think it says volumes about both of them, about their Anova and Ahava Saleim. Baruch Hashem, I wish you all a gewaldige aliyah, and Baruch Hashem, I'm very happy to be part of this kollel. So the sugya we're learning is Chodesh Yesh B'Sekuna Pikuach Nefesh, and I'll try to condense the shiur to put in as much as possible. One of the most fundamental shiurs in Dinei Pikuach Nefesh, not only regarding Shabbos, but Kol HaTorah Kulo. And Reb Chaim told me that the plan for Chodesh Elul is Chodesh Yesh B'Sekuna B'Shabbos U'V'Yoyim HaKippurim, eventually. Are they the same? Shabbos and Yom Kippurim, or are they different? So the Rambam starts off Perek Beis of Hilchos Shabbos. The Chuya he Shabbos Eitzel Zekonas Nefoshes Gishar Kol HaMitzvos. And I know that many Achroyim deal with the basic question, the fundamental question. Is Shabbos Dechuya or Hutro by Pikuach Nefesh? L'chayru we learn the Rambam, what's the Shaila? There is no Shaila at all. Because the Rambam, that's the first word. Perek Beis deals with Din Achroyim and Shabbos. First word that Rambam writes is Dechuya. Dechuya Shabbos says Kol Nefoshes. And it's not at all simple. And this proves what I teach my Talmidim many, many times. Not always are Dikduka Lishonis as they seem to be. So the Rambam writes, Dechuya hi Shabbos, Eitzel Sekonos Nefoshes Kashar Kol HaMitzvos, Leficho, Chodesh Esh Besekonos, and like Kol Tzorochov B'Shabbos, Kol Tzorochov. And the Rambam goes on, in Halacha Beis, Klolei shel davar, Shabbos legabei chodesh esh besekona, harei hu kechoil lekol hadvarim shehu tzorich lahem. This lesson would seem to indicate that we don't have to be medactic in everything we do for chodesh esh besekona. Shabbos legabei chodesh esh besekona, harei hu kechoil lekol hadvarim shehu tzorich lahem. And this brings us to the Magid Mishnah in Halacha Yudal, which we will discuss in 10 or 15 minutes. But first we focus on the Shaila, is it Dechuya or Hutro? So the Kesef Mishnah on the spot says, in the entirety of Shas, we only have one discussion that involves the Hagidoras, the concepts of Dechuya or Hutro. That is only Tumet, Dechuya Bitzibo or Hutro Bitzibo. And that's in Yuma and in Psochim Daf Ayin Zayin Korban Tzibah Shekorah B'Tumah. Do we have to make an effort to do it B'Tahara? Do we have to make an effort to look for Kohenim Torim from a different base Av? Do we have to bring them? Do how? What type of an effort? To what extremes do we need to go to do it B'Tahara? That is a Machlokes Tumah. Hutra B'Tzibah or Dechuya B'Tzibah. So the Kesef Mishnah writes on the spot, Be Mishnah, Perek Achron Diyuma. No, that's not that. I'm looking at the Magid Mishnah instead of the Kesef Mishnah. But Perek Heitzet Zoyle, Soch HaMayin Zayin, Iflago Tanoa Tumem Hutu B'Tzera, Dechuya B'Tzera. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam Rishita Osoyim, Bias Mikdash, the Rambam Patzkins, Tumem Dechuya B'Tzera. So the same is Pekuach Nevesh B'Shabbos. What does it have to do? What does one have to do with the other? This is called Tzibur, which is Tzibur. This is Pikuach Nefesh, which is for the individual. What does one have to do with the other? Because the Medchuy B'Tzibur Shabbos is the Chuy as a Pikuach Nefesh. Why do we have to tie it into Tuma? Why don't we just say that Rambam Paskins that Pikuach Nefesh is the Chuy? Chus, Aramor Simon Ayin Vav. The Aramor was asked this very same question, and the Aramor says, Shabbos is Hutra Etzel Pikuach Nefesh, but the Rambam writes Dechuya. So the Rambam argues, if we would find a Machloikes, a Bavli or Yerushalmi, in Shabbos Hutra or Dechuya Etzel Pikuach Nefesh, we definitely would say it. The Rambam writes Dechuya, that means he paskins in accordance to the mandam of Dechuya. But this is not a discussion in Shas whether Shabbos is Dechuya or Hutra. Ulafichach Rambam lo daktik ben shoyna. When the Rambam writes Dechuya, it doesn't necessarily mean Dechuya. It means that Pikuach Nefesh overrides Shabbos. Any Rosh Hashiva that would make such a statement today in a yeshiva would immediately be totally ignored or disqualified. Is that the way you learn Rambam? But the Ramo is the Ramo. And that's the way the Ramo learns the Rambam. Yes, the Rambam is a bedayik Dechuya because would be a machlokes in Shas. He definitely would be daik, whether it's a Hutra or the Chuya. And the Ramo seems to be right from Halacha Beis. Shabbos areu kechoil devarov lekol advarim shehu tzorich lahem. So I mentioned that regarding Tumah, what is the difference between Hutra and the Chuya? We have to make an effort to avoid pushing aside Tuma for a Korban Sibul. So do we need to make an effort to avoid or prevent being Mechala Shabbos for a Chodesh Yesh B'Sekona? That is a Machloikas, the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. So we would expect the Kes of Mishnah is the Beis Yosef. The Kes of Mishnah and the Beis Yosef should go to Shit also. So on Simen Shin Chof Ches, if you would base, we find the Machloikas, the Mechabit says. Even if you could do Ali De Goy, you don't have to do so. Even Lechat Chilat. And that is the Sugi in Yomer, Gedoy Li Yisrael. And the Ramah says, but if you can use a non-Jew without in any way diminishing the Hatzolah or the treatment you give, and you don't have to wait for a non-Jew, it's preferable to go with a non-Jew. So the Machabe and the Ramah seem to be Soyser Divrei Atzma. Because of the Beis Yosef says, the Huyo, why shouldn't we do it with the Goy? It's the Huyo. Isn't that exactly what the Gemara says in Yuma? And the Ramah argues Hutro. When the Rambam writes Nechuye Tzlav Davke, it's Hutro. So why do we use a Goy? So the Mechaba and the Ramah seem to contradict the Miatzma. The Ramban and the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Just one moment. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, from which the Mugen of Rome is Medayik Yeshitas HaMagid Mishneh. Which sees the Dalid? Yes. Makashal Cholol. Oysen like Kol Shadaginan Lassois Boy Bechoyel. And the Mugan Rome on this Loshen brings the Magad Mishnah, and the source of this Loshen is the Ramban. And the same Ramban in Torah Sodom writes, if you could be Mechal Shabbos with a Shinui, you need to do a Shinui. That would indicate, probably, if you gotta do a Shinui, then it would be the Chuyo. If it's the Chuyo, then why oisin kol shiragilem lasis boi b'chol? And I personally think that the Lashon of the Ramban, oisin loi kol shiragilem lasis loi b'chol, is no different than the Lashon of the Rabba ben Arucha Beis. Shabbos eitzel choyle sheyesh besekon areu kechoyle kol advorim shum tzorich lehem, and I think they both come to the same point. And therefore, it is a machlekes kesef mishnah Ramah in the Asa Rambam, or the Shabbos Asruto, or the Chuyo, but the toitzos of this machlekes are not necessarily what we would expect them to be. After all, the Gemara says in Yom Pei, "Yol Shabbos etzorich choyle shosh peskona ali gedei ali de gedoy lisor." But ein oisin devora meila le dei noshim ali dan meila lisor. Why? So the Gemara doesn't deal whether we do with a shinui or not. But what is the reasoning that we don't do it ali dei ktanim, only ali dei gedoylem bnei yisur ali gedoylem? And gedoy lisor seems to indicate don't use a non-Jew, only Yisrael. The Rosh and the Ran have two different interpretations, slightly different. One is, because people might think that you cannot be Mechal Shabbos b'malocha diuraisa, that you need to use a goy. And somewhere down the line, not right here and now, but if people would see we using goyim for Atzolos Nefoshos and Shabbos, somebody might think that using a Jew and doing a Malachi device is not permissible. And somebody might pay with his life. And therefore, for a future sakana, we say, and that could be the same reason we don't do a Shinui. Because at some other time, people would think that you cannot do a Malachi device without a Shinui for Atzolos Nechoshes, and somebody might pay with his life. So, That is one approach. So the other approach is maybe not at another time in another place, but right here and now. People will look for a goy, and they wouldn't understand that we use a goy only if he is available, if he's right here and now. But you don't have to look for one. But adahochi vahochi, till we'll bring someone, a goy or a cotton from elsewhere, the person might die, might perish. So both drachim are in pikuach nefesh. We are choshish to the extreme, and therefore, even if we could do a shinui, there's a goy available, we say no. We don't use the goy to prevent any chashash of pikuach nefesh. So even if pikuach nefesh is the huyo, we would not use an anju or a cotton or a shinui. Machashash, Pikuach Nefesh, either right here and now, or maybe a future Pikuach Nefesh. If it's Hutro, why would the Ramban say that we are to do a Shinui, or to use a Goy? That once again is not a Pele. Because coming back to the Sugya of Tumah Hutro Vitzivur, the Gemara says Meferesh. If we have Koyenim Toyenim, even according to the Mando Marutro, you do it b'tahara. After all, Tumah Hutro Vitzivur, but it's better to do b'tahara. And the same regarding Chodesh Shesh B'Sakona, if there's no need to be Machala Shabbos, even if it's Hutro, there's no justification to be Machala Shabbos, only if there's a need. And therefore, even if we say Hutro, we could understand that Ramban, do it with a Shinui. If a goy is here, do it with a goy. Even if it's the huyo, we could understand the machaber. We don't use a goy, we don't do a shinui, even if we can. And the question has nothing to do with hutro the huyo. But to what extent, to what degree do I have to be choshesh shemo yagi elitei sekor? So I think this is very clear from the Makaris, because otherwise the Machavaran the Ramo Soistan Divrei Atzmoy, the Ramban is Soistan Divrei Atzmoy, and therefore the question, yes Shini, no Shinui, yes Goy, no Goy, has nothing to do with Hutro Dukhli. Which brings me to another question, Igris Moshe, Rav Moshe Cheridal Tzemanayim Tez Baruch Haim, Jews Baruch Haim. Rav Moshe was asked by a Frum doctor, and he's caring for Frum patients, not from patients, Jewish patients, not necessarily from Jewish patients. And he could switch with another doctor. Should he do so? That other doctor might also be Jewish, and he by name Machal Shabbos, but was not from. Or a non-Jew. Should a from doctor try to avoid being Machal Shabbos for Chodesh Shesh B'Sekona in the hospital? And the Moshe says it depends whether Hutro or Huyo. If it's the Huyo, definitely you should try to get out of it. But if it's Hutro, Lehefech, it's the greatest mitzvah. Do it. There's no Indian trying not to be in the hospital, especially if you're going to leave, another Jew is going to come and he's going to do malachas that are not essential and that have no Hutro. And I think even if it's Hutro, Shmira Shabbos is always better than Chilul Shabbos. Shemitah Shabbos is also preferable than Chilul Shabbos, even for Chodesh Shesh B'Sekona. But if it's a Chodesh Shesh B'Sekona, it's the greatest mitzvah. Okay, so you have 6 days a week to do the greatest mitzvah. I mean, we're not dealing with a situation in which the doctor will work 7 days a week. The question is, he could have his day off Sunday or another day or Shabbos, so why does that have to do with Hutro the Huyo? Even a Hutro, but isn't it preferable to sit with your family at home and give a Shia Shabbos than being Chodesh Shabbos L'Tzorech Chodesh Shesh B'Sekona? Even if Tumah Hutro B'Tzorah, but if we have Koyanim Toyanim available, the Gemara says we do the Avodah B'Tahara and not B'Tumah. So I think the difference between Hutro and the Chuyo Legami Shabbos B'Chodesh Shesh B'Sekona is almost irrelevant, maybe entirely irrelevant. Because the machloek is whether we do a shinui or we don't do a shinui. We use a goy or we don't use a goy. We proved beyond any doubt has nothing to do with Hutro the Huyo. The Machaber Kesef Mishnah learns that it's the Huyo, and the Machaber learns we don't use a goy even if he's here. that are more Chubas, that are more involved learning Zuhutra, and he says, you do use a goy, even if he's here. Everybody agrees you don't wait for a goy, even if you could afford a wait. Everybody, that's a Gemara. That's the Gemara in Yuma. That's a Sifin Shulchan Aruch, Gedol Yisrael. So I'm not sure if there's a nafka min al halacha between Hutro and the Huya. What we do know, it is a machloikis whether we use a shinui or not. And the poskim on Radaik for Rambam, you don't do a shinui. The Ramban says, Beferish, you do do a shinui. But it is not dependent whether Hutro or Huya. Stage number two.
What's the deal from the Rambam?
The deed from the Rambam means Kloloi shel dovah Shabbos eitzel cholish yesh besakon areu kechol lekol advorim shu tzorech lehem. And the Lashon areu kechol seems to indicate the same. It's the same as Moses as the Shulchan Aruch. Oysen loy kol sheregilim lasis loy b'chol.
But that's also the Ramban. So, and the Ramban himself says to do a shinui. So maybe the Rambam also says.
Yes. That is a good argument. I don't think we really could prove from the Rambam this Nekudah. This is something someone has to say, the fetish, we should learn it. And that's a very good argument, because the Ramban in Torah Sodom says, you do a shinui. And the Ramban says, kosher gil las. And therefore there's room to say, oisem loy kosher regilem las is loy, aber eich osim lo, ze lo katuv. So the Rambam does prove. The Rambam does prove you don't book for a goy. Even if you have a goy, you don't do it with a goy. But it doesn't prove that you don't do a shinui. If it's possible to do a shinui, I think the lashon of the Rambam might be more powerful than the lashon of the Ramban, because the Ramban says oisem loy kol sheregilem las is loy, aval lo katuv eich. The lashon of the Rambam, Shabbos legabachol sheyesh besukon hareu kechoil lekol advorim. I think the lashon hareu kechoil does seem to indicate ignore Shabbos. Everything you will do for chol sheyesh besukon in the week, that is what you do on Shabbos. So maybe the lashon of the Rambam is even more powerful than the lashon of the Ramban regarding this shayla.
The Rambam brings the shiur at that point of events.
By Yoledes, right. And the Magid Mishnah says Yoledes is different because Ephod Me'elev died. Yeah, so maybe that is. Because we do find Shinui in Rambam, morning Yoledes, and the Magid Mishnah obviously understood the Rambam, that Bechodesh Shesh, we don't do a Shinui, and he differentiates between Leda, which is a natural process, and it's very uncommon that it causes Sakona. And that would prove that the Chodesh Shesh, we don't need a Shinu Shalok in Divrei Aramban. Is there a difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippurim? Many Achloimim feel so. Chuvas Chasam Soifer twice, Or Chaim Semen Pehei, Yoredei Shin Lameches. Yeshuas Yankov, he was a Ben Dori of Chasam Soifer. Shin Chov Ches, Yivkot Ngemon. Tzadik, Tzemach Tzedek, Chuvas Semen Lameches. Avne Nezer, Hufyut Ches, many Achloimim. And the Chasam Soifer says, Shabbos is different because of Shabbos, Yom Pehei, the Gemara says, V'shamru b'nei Yisrael, so Shabbos, last Shabbos, Chavar Shabbos, Achaz Kedei Shish M'Shabbos Asar, Kol HaTer Kulo, we learn from V'chai Membo L'Shiyom Asbem. So V'Shabbos is Sutro, Kol HaKore Tur is the Huyo. And I don't understand at all. Well, the Gemara in Yom Daf Pehei looks for the basic source. How do we know that Pikuach Nefesh Doich Kol HaTorah Kulo? Reb Shimon ben Menasya Oimer, Charal Rav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyesh M'Shabbos Asar. The Gemara says at the end of the sugya, Lekulo Yisloper Achel Bar Mishmuel. Shmuel says, V'chai Membo L'Shiyom Asbem. Reb Shimon ben Menasya, he says the source is Charal Rav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyesh M'Shabbos Asar. But that sugya doesn't deal with Shabbos. The question of the Gemara is Menoran de Pikuach Nefesh Doiche Kol HaToyre Kulo. So Chalalul of Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyesh M'Shabbos Asarbe doesn't really mean Shabbos. Shabbos is no different than any other mitzvah. And according to Reb Shimon ben Menasya, this drosha or this svara is the source of pikuach nefesh. Doche kol ha-toyre kolo. We have no other source. So how would we say that this is specially for Shabbos? We're coming back to the first line of the Rambam and Perek Beis of Hilcha Shabbos. Duchuyo hi Shabbos eisa sekon nefeshes kishar kol ha-mitzvahs. The Rambam proves kemeya edim. There is no difference at all between Shabbos and other mitzvahs. Duchuyo hi Shabbos eisa sekon nefeshes kishar kol ha-mitzvahs. So, doesn't matter whether we say the Rambam means Dafke Duchuyo, like the case of Mishnah, or the Rambam is Utra, like the Ramah. But what is beyond doubt is Kishar Kol HaMitzvah. Shabbos is no different than other mitzvahs. And my third argument against the Chassam Sofer is Ibe Didi Talia, I think, Chalal Olav Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yesh Mishavos HaSarva is a very definitive Sprach of Duchuyo, not of Utra. Because the Svar of the Gemara is, yes, many Shabboses should override one Shabbos. That is Duchuyo. And Dafke B'chai Ben B'loi Shiyomis Ben might be Utra. In reality, I think both Droshes could either be Duchuyo or Utra. And there is no Tosefes Mashmos that Chalal of Shabbos Achas is more Utra than B'chai Behem V'loi Shiyamus Behem. So if we try to be Miyasu the Chassam Sofer, the approach would be this. By the Maskonas HaSugi, we have two sources. One is B'chai Behem, which is a general source. One is Chalal of Shabbos Achas. Why do we need two? So B'chai Behem is for all the rest. And Tefasta Mu Tefasto, it's the Chuyo. Shabbos has an additional source. As Ma'abu Ha'oisef, Tepet Levishum V'chai Ben, Hutro. No. Chal of Shabbos Chachas, Kadesh Yesh Mishavos Shabbos, not really a drosh. Yeah, the Gemara says, V'shomru B'nei Yisrael Shabbos as Shabbos, but it's a slaughter problem. It's not really a drosh. And therefore, it's not shaykh to ask. It's a yitum. It's not a yitum. And in the Habamina, it's not really Habamina. That's the opinion of Rishon and Menasseh. It applies to all the mitzvahs, not necessarily to Shabbos, and therefore, Nani is dying to change Jom Mutum Lechalek, Min Shabbos, Lashar Mitzvahs. Either they're all Utra, or they're all Dechuyo, and Balabachi, we don't really have much of an Nafkamina between Utra and Dechuyo. Shulchan Aruch Harav does say a Shtikal Nafkamina, but it's questionable. He says, we have a Chodesh Shabbos Shabbos afternoon, and it's almost Moshe Shabbos, and he needs care. But the doctor said we could wait for Moshe Shabbos without putting his life in jeopardy in any way. Do we wait for Moshe Shabbos? But once again, I think if there is no sekona whatsoever, even remotely, even if it's Utra, you gotta wait for Moshe Shabbos. And if it's even a remote sekona, even if it's the Chuyah, you don't have to wait for Moshe Shabbos. So once again, I don't really know what the nafkamina would be between Utra and Duchuyo. Which brings us maybe to the most important discussion of our shiur today, which is the Magid Mishnah. Yes?
Sorry, the Chai Behem, so it comes to the Chai Behem is this. If the Shabbos is Harbi Achas, the Shabbos is Harbi is Sora, the Chai Behem is, why do we need the same response?
Oh, no. B'chai Behem we definitely need. The question is, after we have B'chai Behem, why do we need Chalal of Shabbos Achas? The Gemara says, why do we need B'chai Behem? For even Sofik Pikuach Nefesh. From Chalal of Shabbos Achas, Kedei Sheyesh B'Shabbos HaSarav, it's only Vad Pikuach Nefesh. Sofik Menolon, B'chai Behem. But L'Shiyomis Ben Rashi says, Pshat, B'chai Behem, you need to avoid any chashash of sakona, even remotely, that is what we learn from B'chai Behem. The question goes the other way. If we have B'chai Behem, why do we need B'shamru? And I argue, we don't need B'shamru. B'shamru is a svara. I prove this for Shittu B'Kabetzis and Dur Daf Lamed Aleph. Shittu B'Kabetzis says, even before Matan Torah, by the story of Moshe, B'Moloin, in the Dur Daf Lamed Aleph, Moshe said, I can't be mal my son. I might endanger his life. Shit Mekvesis asked, But the Lifnei Shanit Netoira, we don't have a Chai Ben Shuloi Shiyomis Ben. How do we know we don't put someone's life in jeopardy to be Mekayim HaMitzvah? So Shit Megmin says, Chalom Shabbos Echaz, Kedesh Mish Mishavos Arba. But that's before the Chai Ben. It's also before the Shomer B'nei Yisoros HaShabbos. It was before Man Toira. So, which proves that the Shomer, Chalom Shabbos Echaz, is a Svorah. And therefore, there's no difference at all between Shabbos.
So it's a Svorah, should be a Svorah by Tzavodim?
No, no. It's not a Svorah, because the Chilul Shabbos now is a Vadai, and the future is a Suffolk.
Over Prochus and Ben-Yon, you ask some person to say that you need to show them which is a bad Nefesh Lodim.
Not only Prochus and Ben-Yon, over till the last day of pregnancy, Kozman Shalayot Zoroshik. That the only justification for being Mechal Shabbos at Tzoros Ober is Chalu Shabbos Askedesh Yesh Meshavos Asarba. I wrote about this a great deal. Every Ober, not necessarily Lifnei Mem Yom. Because Perek Zay Mishnevov Mesechet Aholos, we learned that a Ober is not a Nefesh. So from Bechai Ben, we cannot know Ober only from Kedesh Yesh Meshavos Asarba. Magid Mishneh in Alochi Yudaleh. And this is one of the more problematic halachas. The Rambam Paskins, Oysa Medura L'chaye, Avalein Oysa Medura L'choylom. And the question is, what type of a choyl is he talking about? Chodesh Yesh Vazchon or Chodesh Yesh Vazchon? So the Magid Mishneh says, I would say L'choyl, Chodesh Yesh Vazchon. The Rabbid understood the Rambam would deal with the Chodesh Yesh Vazchon, and therefore the Rabbid is Choylek al Rambam. The Magid Mishneh says, yeah, I think the Rabbid is right, because if it would be a Choylek Yesh Vazchon, then Oysen like Kol Svochov Afila Ein B'Meniyas Ladvori Mishum Vazchon. So let's see once again the Lashon of the Magid Mishneh. אני מבטל דעתי מבני דעתו, לפי שאם הוא שיש בו סכון. If we would be dealing with the person שיש בו סכון. So the Magad Mishnah says, I would say פשט נרמבם, yeah, we're dealing with the person שיש בו סכון. But you can't put on a fire to warm the room. Because give him another blanket. Dress him up in a sweater and a coat. Why be Mechal Shabbos if you could give his body warmth in any other alternative way? But the Magid Mishneh says, no, I don't think so. Imu sheyesh v'sekor ha-mashma de-lekol tzrochov mechalem v'af al-pi she-me'ein b'meniyaz dove she-oysen lo-sekona. So the Magid Mishneh says, when we treat a choyle sheyesh v'sekona, we give him every comfort, even though the doctors would say, if you don't warm the room, his knife is a no-jet. Nothing will happen. There's no need to warm the room. His knife is not in danger. And even if it is cold, the doctors say, cover him with a blanket and it'll be okay. Nevertheless, we are Mechal Shabbos. Why? Why would that be? So the Achronim deal with the question, how do we understand the Magad Mishneh? If there's no Sekona, why would we be Mechal Shabbos? The other question is, Simen Tov Reish Yud Ches, L'Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, Din HaKolib Yom HaKippurim, we learn a halacha, Chodesh Yesh V'Sekona. Machil Enoi Seh Pochus Pochus V'Keshiyo. Why Pochus Pochus V'Keshiyo? He definitely would feel more comfortable to eat normally. So why get so sincere? So Tibrimi asked of this Tira, Tzemach Tzedek, Avni Nezer, Chelkes Yoyev Simen Yudalet, Koyvitz Olas, Rochon and Yehonis Dabay, all say the same. The reason the Magad Mishneh says, Oysen Loi Kol Dover, Afila Eim Bebeniyas Adobish Oysen Mishum Sekona, is Kimen the Hutra Hutra, Kimen the Ishtar the Ishtar. If it's a Cholesh Yesh Besekona, Utro, and if it's Utro, doesn't matter whether it's a Kona or not. But only Shabbos is Utro. Yom Kippur is the Chuyo, and therefore this rule doesn't apply to Yom Kippur. according to them, is there also a malacha in Yom Kippur? Or is it only feeding him on Yom Kippur? One might argue, Lagabasiyas Malacha Yom Kippur is the same as Shabbos, but not Lagabi Yechidah. But why? Why would that be? Why would that be? According to this, I'm sorry, but only Shabbos and Sukkah, because Kalu Shabbos Akas, some of the names on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, even regarding Malachas. But that would be very strange in my mind. That a Chodesh Yesh Besakon and Shabbos, we do put on a fire. We use the fireplace to warm the room, but in Yom Kippur, we pile them up with blankets and we won't put on the fire. It would be very strange, Allah. But that is what is Yoitze, according to these Achroinim. What would the Svara be to be Mechalik between Chilal Yom Kippur and Malidei Malach, or Chilal Yom Kippur and Malidei Achila? The entire approach, Kivin Shuhut Rohotro, is Tomiya Milsa de Tomiya Adlamoi. Given the Hutra Hutra, it doesn't apply to any halacha in which a Sibo Mesiemes, is Doicha and Isa. When the Sibo is intact, it's Doicha. When the Sibo is non existent, what would be Matia the Isa? Kivin Shuhut Rohutra is a totally different concept. Yefas Toyo. It's Mutar L'Kohen. Because we say it's also Yisrael. If the Torah was Matar Yisrael, it's Matar L'Kohen. Why would there be a difference? Kivin Shuhut Rohutra, that's a good morning. Lef Chofar. A Metzirah, Shuh Bal Keri. The Torah is Matar for a Metzirah to be Sarmach Yodo Yin Da Azor Ala Korban. He is Toma. Is not entitled to come into the Azorim. So if the Torah is matal from Mitzorim, the same heter applies even though he's a Valkyrie as well. But if Pikuach Nefesh, Doicha Shabbos, when there is no Pikuach Nefesh, what exactly is Doicha Shabbos? Shabbos loy hutro etzel hachoylo. Shabbos hutro etzel sakon. So if there's no sakona, what exactly will override Shabbos? And therefore I say, like Abba Melech HaSyom Tov, Matoch Shulta Ritzor, Hutra Lama Shaloy Ritzorich, and many Achroyim understand, Kivin Shulta Hutra, no, that doesn't make sense. If there's no Oichon Nefesh, what would override Yom? So we need a different way to understand, Matoch Shulta Ritzor, Hutra Lama Shaloy Ritzorich. So my understanding of the Magad Mishnah in this, and it's Milsa de Pshin to be here. First of all, the Tashbetz and Chele Gimel Siman Amen Gimel says Lehedya Kishitas a Magad Mishnah. And in that same Shuvi he says Shabbos is Duchuyo Etzel Pikuach. So once again, doesn't matter Duchuyo or. And there are two ways to understand the Magad Mishnah and there's Anafke Min Al Halach. Shuvas Radabas. Elef Reish. The Radabas quotes the Magad Mishnah, agrees to the Magad Mishnah, and the Radabas explains. If we do not do everything that we usually do for a Chodesh Yesh V'Sakona, Efshar she is Taking. Which means, when we're dealing with the Chodesh Yesh B'Sekona, and we give a halacha, don't treat them normally. You have to check everything you do, every Chilul Shabbos, would it affect his life or not? Rabbeinu Yomim, it is impossible to always be on the safe side. And therefore, to prevent Sekona, Shabbos un kechoyim, boys in my called Sorochov. According to the Radbaz, Pshat in the Magad Mishnah is very similar to the Sugya. We don't use a goy, we don't use a kodim. Because if we will start examining every time we need to be Machal Shabbos for a Chodesh Yesh B'Sekona and try to minimize, you're putting his life in danger. If not right here and now, then tomorrow. And if not tomorrow, maybe a day after tomorrow. And if not with this chayla, then it would be with that chayla. And therefore, the heter is across the board. The second pshat would be, and I think this is more mashmen tashvitz. After all, Chazal teaches us that Yisuv Daita is doich Shabbos b'malucha diurais, and it is Yoledes. She's blind. But she is sensitive to light. She doesn't see clearly, but she is aware when the room is dark or when the room is light. And she asks, put on the light, it's too dark. We know it's not too dark. But you put on the light. For Yisuv Daita. And Chazal teaches Yisuv Daita, having the chayla, being calm and not agitated and not in stress, is tzorich bikuach nefesh. So that would be the other pshat in the Radbaz. Oysen loy kol tzorichu. The nafkemina would be, according to the second pshat, kol tzorichu means if he feels he needs it. The person is unconscious. He has no demands, he has no needs. According to my second pshat, we definitely would check everything we do. What is beyond the need for a tzoros nefoshes, we don't do. According to the Ramaz, no. He's a chayla sheyesh b'chasakona. And Chazal don't want you to check and to examine and to ask too many shaylas. Because somebody might make a mistake. And a person would pay with his life. So the nafkamen is kanal. Lefi shnei hadrochem nera lani yuzdaiti lega b'choyla. Chodesh Yesh B'chol, he needs to eat. And usually, he wants to keep Yom Kippur. And if the doctors say, there is no sakona whatsoever to give him pokas pokas mikashir, according to both Pirushim, why impose upon him to eat Yashir? Is there any mitzvah to be Mechal Shabbos for Chodesh Yesh B'Sakonah without any need? So, if we give a general rule, you have to check whether there's a Sakonah or not, that it does make sense. You're going to have a mistake. But this rule is specific. It is very limited. If there's no need, let him eat Pokas Pokas Mikashir. It's not reasonable that somebody will die. And especially if it's his will, his wish, he wants to eat Pokas Pokas Mikashir. So there's no problem of Yisuv Daita. And therefore I think there's no stira whatsoever between the din of Pokas Pokas Mikashir and the din of the Magad Mishnah. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. And therefore when we need to do a malacha for a Chodesh Yesh Miskodin Yom Kippur, it's the same as Shabbos. Eating is different.
It's not 100% sure that he won't need to eat. If there's
any remote suffix that is better for him to eat the Shia, of course we give him the Shia.
He's high to eat the Shia, and he shouldn't start with Shia.
No. Well, they shouldn't start. In most cases, you know, I explained this many times. Nobody died because he was hungry. Nobody died because he was hungry. People died from dehydration and they could starve to death. But people don't starve to death only in very extreme cases. So from the medical point of view, there is no difference whether you eat slowly or you eat fast. You get the same amount of fluids, you get the same amount of nourishment. But nevertheless, if a choyle is in stress and he wants to eat normally, of course we give him to eat normally. That is Yisuv Daita. We don't take any chances. But oysen are called tzorachov. It has to be tzorachov. Afela ain't b'mediyos of sakona. But how do we find tzorachov? Tzorachov means we fulfill his needs. But he has no need to eat or drink a shia. Medically, and from his subjective point of view, he's happy to eat Pokas Mikashir, so it's not Slavov. So what does it have to do with the Magad Mishnah? Both Pshotam I gave in the Magad Mishnah are based on the same assumption. There is no heter to be Mechal Shabbos only for saving one's life. But it is a broader approach to sakana. But if there is no sakana, there never would be a heter for Chilul Shabbos or for Achilat Yom Kippurim. And this brings us to the Mishnah Berurah, to which I disagree. The Mishnah Berurah says, because it's a machlokes Rashi and Magid Mishnah, Sveka Diuraisa Lachumra, Bamelacha Diuraisa in Lokal. And I say, Sofek Pekuach Nefesh Lachumra, not Sveka Diuraisa Lachumra. This is a Sofek Pekuach Nefesh. So to me, it's clear that the Avon of the Bialocha was like the Tzemach Tzedek in the Avon and Ezan of Rechonon, that there is no Sakana. It's just Kirin Shotro Utro. So that's a Sveka Diuraisa. Rashi disagrees with the Magid Mishnah, Sveka Diuraisa Lachumra. My understanding in the Mishnah is, in the Magid Mishnah is, it's insane to assume that there's a heter in Mi'oiva and Nisi Diuraisa if there is no Tzolot, if there is no Sakana. The Magid Mishnah says, you think you're not putting his life in jeopardy, but you might be. If not right now, then next time around. This chumrah is endangering people's lives because somebody will make a mistake. Or on the other hand, you're putting his life in jeopardy because you are underestimating the importance of Yesuva Daita. You cannot put him into stress. So therefore, the doctors say it's not a sakana. But if he says, this is what I need, from the halachic point of view, that's a sakana, because Yesuva Daita is a sakana. So in my understanding of the Magid Mishnah, even if Rashi is choylek on the Magid Mishnah, and I don't understand why we should say so, but who am I to argue with the Bis Yosef? Maybe with the Bialocha, maybe Bis Yosef. But I say, okay, Rashi is choylek on the Magid Mishnah, but it's a Sofek Nefoshes, Sofek Nefoshes Lokola. It's not a Sveika Diuraisa Lokola. And therefore, Ani Yisdaiti, Reb Chaim is right, because Reb Chaim, as you know, Paskin, that a Chodesh Shesh was going to even Yom Kippur, eats Kishir, which I think is against the Shulchan Aruch, against everything. But what we learn from Reb Chaim is, he Paskin like the Magid Mishnah, not like the Bialocha. He was aware that Rashi is Cholik on the Magid Mishnah according to the Bisoysi. So, I say the Chaim was right because it's a Sofek Nefoshes Lekula. It's not a Sveika Diuraisa Lechumra. And obviously, the Mishnah Berurah understood, like all those Achronim that say, if the Magid Mishnah says Ein B'Meniyos Sakona, then there is no Sakona. So, what would be the Heter? Kivin Shu'utro Utro. But if Rashi doesn't agree, Sveika Diuraisa Lechumra, and I say Sofek Nefoshes Lekula. So today we had a very general analysis of Pikuach Nefesh, Lagav Shabbos, Lagav Korto, Lagav, what would be the nafkaminis, what would be the limits, and what is the standing of the Magid Mishnah, and Ayim Alochek, Magid Mishnah, Oyen Alochek, Moisa.
Well,
what
would you have to do with Sinai? What? And anything that you're doing that's not Mamas, whatever, you should do with Sinai, you would be not for that.